Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast on the baptism and gifts of the Holy Spirit. This one is entitled, Overcoming Bitterness and Wrong Motives. For many people, several obstacles may need to be overcome before receiving the baptism in the Spirit. My previous article in this series illustrated how to deal with past occult involvement. This article looks at how to overcome bitterness and other wrong motives. Bitterness. Nothing undercuts our life of grace and faith more than bitterness. When we hold on to past or present offenses against God and others, we imprison ourselves and block the riches of God's blessings from having free flow in our lives. The only way any of us can stand before God is because Abba Father forgave our sins based upon Jesus' taking the rap for us by paying the ultimate penalty of death. When we refuse to forgive others, in effect, we reject what God did for us, showing that we believe that our standard of righteousness is even higher than God's. He may be able to forgive, but we cannot. This is the height of pride and deception and grieves God's heart. When we nurse offenses, we are bound in a prison of our own making until we liberate ourselves by choosing to forgive those who have hurt us. Jesus taught men that when we refuse to forgive, God will turn us over to tormentors or torturers so that we can learn to forgive. In his parable of the unforgiving servant, Jesus said, and I quote from Matthew 18:32 through 35, "Then summoning him, his Lord said to him," the unforgiving servant, "You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave in the same way that I had mercy on you?" And his Lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed him. My Heavenly Father will also do the same to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart. Once we suffer a while, hopefully, we will decide that holding on to our bitterness is not worth the price. I have found that when we are bitter, we have a difficult time receiving anything from God. We usually cannot even hear his voice because our hearts are hard. Hardness of heart is the scariest thing that can happen to anyone. And bitterness is a sure sign that we have that condition. Only tender-hearted people can forgive and receive from God. Ephesians 4:31 through 32. If we harbor bitterness of any kind, it is paramount that we release those who have offended us so that we can be free to receive all that God has given to us. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal anyone we need to forgive. If anyone comes to mind, we should say out loud that we release them from owing us anything and ask God to wash us clean from all traces of unforgiveness. We let go of the debt. Now, they are accountable only to God, and we are free. If appropriate, we may need to meet with them later to reconcile, to learn more about forgiveness, what it is, what it is not. I have other articles on this site that you may wish to read. Now let's talk about some other wrong motives. The last obstacle we may need to overcome has to do with wrong motives such as ambition, pride, and the love of money. James wrote the following warning: in James 4:3. You ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your own pleasures. God blesses us with the baptism of the Spirit to equip and empower us to be His witnesses. If we're seeking that gift for a less than honorable reason, He may withhold this amazing blessing for our own good until we repent. An example of this is found in Acts 8, verses 18 through 21, when Simon the sorcerer requested that Peter give him this gift, so that when he laid hands on people, they might receive the Holy Spirit. But in verse 20, Peter said to him, "May your silver perish with you, because you thought you could obtain the gift of God with money. But you have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right before God." I have occasionally encountered people with issues that God insisted they get right before receiving the baptism of the Spirit. But this is not the norm. If the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart that you need to get something right with them, however, please listen and do what He says. Conclusion. Now that we have identified some of the major obstacles to receiving God's blessings, we have a responsibility to use our knowledge and do whatever we need to do in order to remove them. If we do our part, God will certainly do His. He desires to bless us beyond our comprehension, and we must not allow anything to interfere. The next article will show exactly how to receive the baptism of the Spirit. Are you ready? Are you hungry? Good. God will not disappoint you.